Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen, along with my producer, Steve Marks, and our resident researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, from the Institute for Decision Excellence and Leadership.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. How are you doing
good
this morning?
Steve.
Well, you know, once again, for this week's checkup from the neck up, we're going to answer one of your questions out there. So I'm going to read it, guys, and then we'll take a stab at it, okay?
Great.
All right, here it is. What is your advice to parents of high schoolers regarding alcohol? I'm not naive enough to think my children will never drink, but what can I do to dissuade them from getting drunk?
Mm. Let me start with sort of an overall way to address this issue, which is if I was to say to this parent how they should deal with their child, I would be taking exactly the kind of relationship with the parent that I would not suggest they take with their child.
Right.
Because I would be really depriving them of the opportunity to grapple with a very important question for them, and I would be modeling them doing the same for their child, which would be depriving them and their child of the opportunity to grapple with one of life's great questions and of taking away their responsibility.
So let me get this straight. I just want to restate this so that I understand it. So you're saying if you gave the questioner the answers as to what to do.
As if there is one answer.
Let's assume you had an answer that you believed in and you gave it to them.
Yep.
Then you would be, in a way, limiting their autonomy.
Yes.
And their ability to make their own decision.
Yep.
Similarly, you're saying that if they then did that to their child, giving them the answer, the right and the wrong, so to speak, they would be limiting their child's ability to develop autonomy or responsibility.
Yes, taking away the opportunity, really, to have to grapple with a very difficult question, the result of which, grappling with these kinds of questions, is how we grow, is how we develop, and would be how this family develops. So the message I want to give is, okay, instead of you asking me what to do, okay, I'm going to suggest you really take in how difficult this question is and start to think about the issues that the conflicts it presents you, and maybe even talk those over with your child. Start a conversation so that the goal, from my point of view, is for the child to get information from you as a parent. So they have the maximum amount of information that so they can make a responsible decision for themselves.
Okay,
so you provide that for them.
We're talking about high schoolers, and I see that as being a critical point here because as a parent, there are times in the development of a child earlier on, perhaps, that you really need to take a stand, so to speak, and be more directive.
Yeah, I can see the real advantage of giving them skills for good decision-making and good analysis of a situation and making a decision. But don't they sometimes look to a parent to kind of draw those lines? In other words, maybe be testing things a little bit to see where the acceptable boundaries are and that sort of thing?
Yes, they are looking for that kind of information from you. And then the question is how to give that information to them and how to engage them in a process that develops their autonomy.
Right.
It gives them responsibility, gives them the clear message that I see, really, you're going to be making this decision, and I'm going to trust you to make a decision that's in your best interest. And I'm going to be here as a, from my point of view, the ideal thing to be would be a parent that you can talk with me about anything. You can bring any concern to me. And I'm going to tell you the facts as I know them. I'm going to give you as much information as I know.
But along with that, the kind of information that would seem critical here would be facts about the potential hazards.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is, so let's be specific. You would say if you drink and you drive, you could cause an accident and you could kill yourself and others in the car, for example, or others outside of the car.
Yes.
So you would be, you know, or if you drink to excess, it literally can poison you and you could end up in an emergency room with some severe problems.
Yeah.
So you do need to give them those facts.
Yes, and I'd argue actually that you don't want to give it to them pedantically. Sit them down and tell them, here's the facts, wag your finger. They already know that by the time they get into high school.
Right.
And if they don't, you probably have a bigger problem than just
giving. Well, right,
and,
right.
And so the question is how to get them the information in a way that's useful. And for me, it would be just, you know, sitting at the dining room table or at the breakfast table when you're reading the paper, maybe sharing, discussing, you know, oh, my God, some, you know, poor kid in high school just got killed in a car crash. What a terrible thing, you know, and make, you know, having a discussion about
that. Like a teachable
that,
moment.
A teachable moment. But also giving them the information by modeling responsible alcohol behavior yourself. So, and in your family, one of the things that my wife and I did was indicate to our kids, you know, we know there's a lot of pressure to get drunk in high school. If you ever do that, okay, we want you to know that it's absolutely, we would hope you call us and have us come and pick you up. Safety first. We can talk about later what we're going to do about that. But first things first, we want you to call us, and we're gonna be your safety net.
I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I think that is great
And I
advice.
Think the idea of developing autonomy is crucial in decision-making, because ultimately you can't control them at that point. They're on their own.
That is exactly right.
Well, I think it's wonderful advice. Thanks for all your wisdom. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you have a question for Dr. Rich, you can write to him at hloa@upstate.edu, and we'll try to put yours on the air next time.